I was in prison, and you came to visit me. With these words, Christ challenges each of us to spend time serving those who, because of circumstance or bad choices, can't serve themselves. Welcome to Someone Cares, a faith ministry dedicated to helping us all answer that challenge. For many years, this outreach program has carried healing doses of hope and Christian love behind prison walls and touched the lives of those in desperate need of both. I'm your Someone Cares radio host, Charles Mills. Today we continue with part two of what I'm calling Letters from the Inside, a reading of some of the amazing correspondence that has been exchanged with prison inmates through the Someone Cares Prison Ministry's Pen Friend program. As I mentioned last time, Pen Friend allows regular people like us to correspond anonymously with people behind bars. Why would we want to do that? Well, you'll find out as we read those letters. Don and Yvonne McClure are with us to share some of the words of hope and compassion that have been exchanged in the past. Don and Yvonne, what do these letters mean to the men and women hidden away in our prison system? How does it alter their day and their life?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. There are some inmates that write to themselves to hear their names called at roll call. Oh, that is terrible. Inmates in prison have nothing. And by the way, folks, when you write them, you might have to wait a while for an answer because getting a stamp, a paper, a pen, pencil, all which we pass out when we go into prison, but we can't pass out from outside. And when a man regains his pride and learns about Jesus, and the word friend in Pen Friend is something that is really cherished in prison, God gives that friendship and it grows. And it's so neat. Yvonne's going to tell you about a letter.
This man, he's a 46-year-old. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm a 46-year-old that does know God. Our Father has done a work in me most people cannot believe. From not knowing how to read or to write or even to be a person, you have to know God and who you are. And then he goes on to explain that when he was 8 years old, that he started drinking, and he became sober when he got a life sentence. And he said, I was way into my 20s before I became sober, but he started drinking when he was 8. And he said, I will not do the whole time. There's still things I know I will go through. Well, I didn't plan to write all of this. Guess there's a reason. And his name is Charles. And he is in lockdown unit, and he's in Texas. And he says, I'm white, Cajun, Indian, 46-year-old male. And he opens his letter with, Someone Cares Prison Ministry. I'm writing to be put on your Pen Friend list. And whatever you want to send me, like Bible studies or et cetera, he wants a letter.
So, Don, when someone reads that and picks up a pen and paper and writes to that person, how does it work? How does he know that he's getting a letter coming in?
Before the Christian gets involved, the inmate receives from us an application. The application is detailed. It's not, we're not a dating service. We're not a matrimonial service. We're not a pen pal service. We're a ministry that is headed up by Jesus. And then when the Christian finally gets a letter from him, an application from him, they don't write him directly. They write their letter to him, to us. We send it to the inmate. The inmate writes back to us. We send it to the Christian.
Okay.
The people never, never give out their address.
Okay, so I see. That's what makes it safe and anonymous. But you know, being safe and anonymous doesn't mean you can't care. You can just care anonymously and safely. And also, you use the word Christian, and I just want to make sure that our listeners understand that when Don and Yvonne use the word Christian, that means people who are being motivated by the Christian motivation of caring and loving and compassion. Am I right there?
That's right.
Sure. We have a philosophy. Don't let your doctrine be a barrier, but a bridge to Jesus.
Amen. There you go.
And he states in his letter, says, I have a testimony that most people would never believe, and they put me back on meds. But I know better than that.
Don and Yvonne McClure are our guests today. We're talking about the Pen Friend program from the Someone Cares Prison Ministry. Don, what do we need to hear now? What letter do you have in your hand?
I'll go to death row. Dear Don, dear Yvonne, you probably may not remember me, but many years ago, 10 or 11, I think, I wrote for a Pen Friend, and you matched me with a grandma on the East Coast and a bunch of kids on the West Coast, not what I was looking for. But they became my friends. They became my family. They are the only ones who cared in my entire life. And I will admit, my life was worthless. I'm on death row because I deserve to be here. And today I got a signed warrant from the governor that my execution date has been set. No, don't cry. Of course we did. Because Don and Yvonne and a bunch of kids and grandma, we are going to meet in heaven. And thank God for Someone Cares.
We're talking about people's lives here. We're talking about people's eternity here. When we sit down to write a letter through the Pen Friend program, we are affecting that. We are bringing pressure to bear on lives and eternity. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The importance of these letters. And listener, we're going to give you the address and the phone number at the end of the program where you can get involved with the Pen Friend program. But let's continue reading some of these letters from the inside. Yvonne, what do we have next?
I have George, and he's currently in prison serving a 35-year sentence in a federal prison. And he's lost most of his family. He says, I don't have any communication with almost anyone. I know, except my oldest daughter, I had lots of death in my family, including my daughter, but I'm unable to go to their funerals. It makes it so hard and so lonely. All dropped out of my life. Like I said, all I have is Jesus. And then he goes on to say here, I saw your address, and they said you had a Pen Friend program. Can you please have anyone reach me, and please send me any information you have. I'm desperate. I need help. Please send it as soon as possible, as this prison has a lack of Christians and reading. If you have a Bible study, please send it also. You know what's sad? In the streets, I had a Yahoo name of Nobody Cares. Now I find out that somebody cares. God bless you. I'm thankful for your time and understanding.
You know, Don, I can begin to see why you and Yvonne have spent your lives working with these people. Yes, they did bad things. Yes, they deserve what's going to happen to them, arguably, what's going to happen to them. But they're still people. They're still children of God. They're children of God who made a mistake. And that's what I think we need to have in the back of our mind when we write to these people. Am I right?
Well, yeah. Some people think that, you know, with that analogy of I don't want those kind of people in our church, you know, we all are got a page in a book in heaven, and everybody's written on it, and some of our slates are clean, some of our slates aren't. And some of us will not make it. But when Christ enters a prison and he walks the walk and talks the talk, it gives them a glimmer of hope Not a whole lot, because a lot of times in the past we've matched people who I know. Just recently, I matched a lady with a black inmate, and she wrote me a letter and said, I'm sorry, sir, I cannot write a black person. I did respond and tell her that I didn't think Jesus was going to be very happy, but I thought the black person had a better chance of making it at Tavern than she did.
Oh, my. Well, Don, you certainly unloaded on that. Well, my goodness. So we need to be like this. We need to be colorblind. We need to be caste blind. We need to be open and compassionate to all people, or we're going to have the wrath of Don on us, which is that's pretty bad. Don, we just have a couple of minutes left. Do you have a letter you could read to us there from someone who wrote to someone in prison? Do you have a copy of letter of that?
Yes. Hi, my name is Nancy. Don, I want to thank you and Yvonne so much. I'm retired, and I am not driving anymore, so my life is rather boring until I met someone cares. And now I'll tell you what, I better live forever to keep up with the work that you have given me. I'm writing to 13 inmates, and I get a letter almost every other day, and that's a joy in my life. Two of them hit on me, two of them asked me for money, and like you told me, if they do that, get rid of them, they send it back to us. And I rematched them with four more, and it gives my life purpose, it gives my life a chance. I don't like television, I certainly don't like politics, but I love the Lord.
Oh,
here is a way for me to pass my time and enjoy serving Jesus.
And she receives more of a blessing than she thinks she gives.
Oh, my. Well, listener, you're hearing the real deal here. There may be letters that you don't want to have and you don't want to respond, but if a letter comes to you that you don't feel comfortable with, you don't have to write anymore. You just throw those away, as Don says. But those letters are going to be few and far between. Instead, what you're going to get are people whose hearts are breaking, whose minds are desperate to know about Jesus, to have any kind of hope at all in their lives. That's what you're going to get a majority of the time. Am I right, Don?
Yeah, and the letters that are sent back to us aren't forgotten, but Yvonne and I and our daughter and grandson and several other people, we do the follow-up on those, and we have resurrected many of them.
Oh, my. Just like the one you told me in another program, the guy was just being really nasty, and you threw it in the trash, and along comes Yvonne, and she saved the guy, and he became a minister. Am I right?
You got it.
Wow. Information here. What's the phone number people need to call to get a hold of you and Yvonne and start this process?
260-387-7423. Day or night.
All right, 260-387-7423, day or night. And Don and Yvonne will be very happy to quickly, as soon as they wake up, we'll be able to get on this and help you out and get this going with you helping someone behind bars. This is Charles Mills, along with Don and Yvonne McClure, reminding you that because of you, so many people will know that someone cares. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Someone Cares. If you'd like to become part of this vital prison outreach ministry, visit someonecares.org and discover ways you can safely and effectively touch the lives of incarcerated men and women with God's love. Again, that web address is someonecares.org. This program was produced by Lifetalk Radio.